No Happy Endings, written by Amaras and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Once upon a time, there was a girl. She was like most girls in her village, nothing too extraordinary about her. Only this girl had heard stories about a witch who lived deep in the forest, and the girl decided that rather than being afraid of the witch, she would go and see if the stories were true. And they were true. Once upon a time a girl became a witch, and then she died, as people do. Only as a witch the girl had done some horrible things, so when she died she went to the bad place. And the bad place was so much more worse than any of the stories she'd ever heard about it. Once upon a time there was a girl that became a witch, who then became a demon. She wasn't a powerful demon, or even a particularly respected demon. But she found her place. She lived in the bad place and dreamed of when she wouldn't have to live there anymore. And then her chance to leave the bad place came. Once upon a time a fallen angel hatched a plan to escape from its prison. The plan appeared to be working, but there was a small hitch. The girl who became a demon decided that she could, maybe, overcome that hitch. All she needed to do, after all, must lead a boy down the same path she'd taken. And it worked. Once upon a time, there was a demon who led a boy away from righteousness. She did it slowly, and had to overcome many obstacles along the way, but she succeeded. Along the way, though, she began to care for the boy, in the ways that demons can care, and began to dream of a future with them together. So when the boy let the fallen angel free of the prison, the demon celebrated. Only the boy didn't celebrate. Once upon a time there was a boy that fell from righteousness, and as he watched in horror the one who'd given him the tiny pushes necessary, celebrated. The boy had also begun to care for the girl-turned-demon, but she was not the demon he taught her to be, so the boy killed her. And a tiny part of his soul cried for the girl. Once upon a time a boy fell, but rather than lie in the darkness and accept the fate laid out to him by the girl, he chose to struggle back up. The boy didn't know if it was possible to find his way again, but he knew he didn't want to live in the dark.